Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not only helping their brothers and sisters at GM, they're helping their brothers and sisters across the auto industry, union and non-union, even though the union folks have to carry the weight for the non-union folks. And it's not just the auto industry, because I think people in other industries who feel helpless take incredible strength and solace from what they see here in Buffalo and across the country by the UAW. And you look at public attitudes on labor unions right now, and they are on the rise. I think the last poll I saw was something like 64% or something like that. The American people have a very favorable impression of the labor movement. And those figures were, hovering south of 50% a few years ago. And they are on the rise because people understand that the labor movement brought us the middle class, and our middle class has been taking it on the chin. So, I don't know. I'm optimistic here, and I wanted to make sure we showed solidarity.
That's great.
Anyway.
New York State is the most unionized state in the nation, and I'm going to guess that Western New York is the most unionized part of the most unionized state in the nation. So, so this is in our DNA.
Amen.
To stand up and fight for working men and women. We've done it since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution here in Western New York, and to be able to stand with our brothers and sisters in labor today, all unions. We were here yesterday as well. Many, many different unions stood with our brothers and sisters in UAW, and we will be there. We'll be there for them, because this is when the going gets tough, but we also have to send a message that needs to be heard in Washington, that you don't mess with the men and women, the middle class, the working men and women of places like Buffalo and Western New York, because they will rise up, and there will be consequences at the polls. Perhaps we're not seen in 2016, but guarantee there'll be a whole new resurrection of intense interest in what goes on in 2020 as we try to have individuals represent us in Washington, in the White House, who actually understand that the middle class in our country is built by workers like these here today.
Well, this president promised to protect the quote-unquote forgotten people. Well, Mr. President, time to walk a picket line with the UAW if you care about the forgotten people. You promised that there would never be a plant closure under your watch, and we've seen the biggest amount of layoffs in the auto industry since the Great Recession, I should say. You know, Barack Obama had the back of the auto industry. Without any Republican support, he and Democrats gave the critical infusion of capital to the auto industry in the depths of the Great Recession, and that helped get them back on their feet. No help from Republicans. He purports to want to help workers, and he's been doing just the opposite. So empty promises, broken promises, lies. That's not what we want. We want results, and that's what we're fighting for as Democrats, and that's what. So I will always have your back, Chair,
yes,
and you are a great union president.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you got a great union.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you too, Roberta.
Okay. Thank
this,
you.
This leadership's got game.
Yeah.
Questions?
You as a proxy for the party until you pick your presidential candidate.
Well, we have a deep bench of presidential candidates, and you know what they all have in common? They believe in the workers of the UAW. They have the back of the workers of the UAW. They believe that union members should be at the table, not on the menu. Unfortunately, there's a president in the White House who wants to make sure the labor movement's on the menu. How do we know that? Look at the two Supreme Court justices he appointed, anti-union justices who have made it much more difficult in the public sector to organize a union. That hasn't stopped the public sector from actually expanding their numbers, because we're not going to let this president or this court deter us from organizing. And every single candidate for president, we'll have our nominee next spring, and he or she is going to be, I think, first of all, incredibly battle-tested, coming through 24, 25 candidates, and we have a unity of values in our party. We believe that if you have a pre-existing condition, you ought to keep your health care. We believe that the union movement brought us the middle class. We believe when you work a full-time job, you ought to be paid a fair wage, and you ought to be able to feed your family and take a vacation once in a while and retire with dignity. And the other side is trying to do just the opposite. Income inequality is the defining issue of our moment. And we have an administration that wants the rich to get richer and everybody else to suffer. That's not who the Democratic Party is, and I'm here to speak for every Democrat to say we have your back, JR and Roberta and others.
Yesterday, GM pulled that healthcare coverage you just talked about for the striking GM workers. What was your reaction to that?
That was dirty pool, and that's not going to help get them to the table. These folks have strength. They've got a steely resolve, and I would just ask them to take a look at the last 9-10 years. When we were in the depths of the Great Recession, the survival of the auto industry was quite literally on the table. We didn't know if there was going to be a GM. And in fact, GM was the company that, of the big three automakers, was in arguably the most serious financial trouble. What did the Democrats do? They had GM's back, they had the workers' back, because we believed it was in the best interest of the American people. And in the course of that, the GM workers said, we will share the sacrifice because we understand that these are tough times. But in return, that basic bargain is, when times get better, then we should share in the prosperity. And times are undeniably better. Look at their balance sheets. Look at what they got in the tax bill. They got hundreds of millions of dollars, actually billions of dollars, I believe, in tax cuts. And I think these workers should share in that prosperity. They're not asking for the moon. They're just asking for fair treatment. And I think they ought to get it. They had GM's back in 2009, and GM ought to have their back now.
Can this president step in and mediate a contract between GM and UAW?
Well, this president has a track record of making matters worse in every corner. You know, part of the challenge here for GM, for these workers, is that he's made matters worse for workers. Again, he promised there'd never be a plant closure. Those aren't my words. Those were his words. Never be a plant closure. Talk to the folks in Lordstown, you know, who used to make Chevy Cruises. Talk to the folks in Warren, Michigan. That plant just closed literally 4 or 5 weeks ago. This is a president who doesn't keep promises. And this is a president who just nominated a labor secretary who has a long record of stabbing unions in the back, making it harder for unions to organize. So I'm not 100% sure I'd want the labor secretary to come and mediate a strike when this labor secretary nominee, at least, has a proven track record of trying to stick it to the unions. It's hard to be a mediator when you haven't been fair to one of the sides, because you don't really have credibility when you've been spending your entire time trying to put a fork in the labor movement.
With what the head of GM made last year, does that weaken their case a little bit? If she can make $21 million, the people on the line here at Powertrain can make a little more?
Well, I think it's about fairness. I mean, you look at the disparity now between a frontline assembly worker and the CEO and compare it with 20, 30 years ago, it's night and day. The rich have gotten a lot richer, and wages for workers, benefits for workers have been flat. Every negotiation, it seems to be, what are you going to give back? Well, it's time for them to give to these workers, because it's really hard for the average American to justify. How is it that the CEO can make $21 million, but we can't afford health care for our workers? That dog doesn't hunt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.